these years, I've been so wrong. The tinier the train, the more concentrated the fun.
You're a brain scientist. Can you explain to me why a brilliant man likes playing with toy trains?
Not without cutting his head open, no. How about making my eyes like Cleopatra?
Really? For a wedding?
Perhaps you're right. My cheekbones and beckoning pelvis already have a certain Hello Sailor quality to them.
Ready?
Oh. So handsome, like James Bond.
He's better than James Bond, because he's tinier.
I got you this to give to me.
Oh, sweetie, guests don't normally wear corsages to a wedding. That's more of a prom thing.
I never went to my prom. My mom paid my cousin to take me, but he just used the money to buy drugs.
Put the corsage on her.
Amy, this is for you.
When you're done copping a feel, that goes on my wrist. All aboard! Woo, woo!
It's official. I'm an H.O. trainiac.
So, dinner went nice.
Yeah, I guess. Does your mother always cut your meat for you?
Only when it's fatty. Well, don't be jealous, babe. Someday you'll get to cut it for me.
Found it, Dad! I found the extra head for the water pick if you want to use it!
I'm okay, Mrs. Wallowitz!
You sure? I just squirted half a brisket out of my teeth!
Hey, Ma, how about a little privacy?
Oh, I know what that means. Hubba hubba.
Oh, God.
Relax, it'll be fine.
Okay.
Let me know when you're done canoodling. Mommy needs a foot rub.
Would you like to dance?
No, thank you. I'm really not much of a dancer.
Not exactly winning any trophies as a conversationalist, either.
I'm sorry. The bride and groom seem happy.
Why shouldn't they be? They have a feverish night of socially approved copulation ahead of them. In some cultures, we'd stand outside of their bedroom cheering as they achieved orgasm.
That sounds like a late night, and I have work in the morning. So.
Leonard, you may not have noticed, but I am being a delight here. And you're not holding up your end of the evening.
I'm sorry. This wedding just reminds me of my kind of sort of girlfriend 9,000 miles away.
I have a kind of sort of boyfriend who's playing with a model train right now. You don't hear me bitching about it. Advice. Moody self-obsession is only attractive in men who can play guitar and are considerably taller than you.
I'm not moody. I'm fun.
Do you have any evidence to support that statement?
Well, hey, I'm just as much fun as you are.
Really? Are you willing to draw a mustache on your finger as a conversational icebreaker? I am.
Okay, fine. What do you suggest?
We just had a lovely meal. The band is on fire. And you're sitting next to a beautiful woman wearing whorish makeup. Why don't we head out on the dance floor and see if I can sweat through these dress shields?
Once again, I'm really not much of a dancer.
Don't worry, I'll lead.
Ready for bed?
No. I need to brush my teeth, but your mother's been in the bathroom for like an hour.
Oh, yeah, she sometimes has problems doing her business. Hang on.
Ma, give up! Tonight's not your night!
You don't know that! I just sat down!
Come on, take a break! Bernadette needs to brush her teeth!
She can come in and brush her teeth! I'm not embarrassed!
Problem solved.
It's not. I'm not going in there.
Oh, come on, honey. She's just sitting in there reading a magazine. You can't see anything. I go in all the time.
Ha! The eagle has landed!
And we have splashdown.
Wait here. I'm gonna go light a candle. And then we make passionate love.
Last floor.
I just can't figure out what happened. I put my left leg in, I took my left leg out, I put my left leg in, and something just snapped.
The hokey pokey is a young man's game.
I did have a great time. Thank you for reminding me it's okay to have fun once in a while.
You're welcome.
And also for breaking the head off the ice swan so I could hold it against my pulled groin.
I excel at spatial reasoning, and I had a hunch that the graceful slope of its neck would cradle your genitals nicely.
Well, okay, again, thank you.
And again, you're welcome.
Want to come in and have a cup of tea?
No, thanks. I'm gonna head home.
Okay, well, good night.
Good night.
Ames, hi. How was the wedding?
Great, until I accidentally made Leonard fall in love with me.
Come in, let's talk. Do you want a glass of wine?
Wine is one of the reasons I'm in this fix. That and this dang pelvis.
Okay, I'm sorry. What exactly happened?
The inevitable. He was lonely and vulnerable from missing his girlfriend, while I was charming, supportive, and let's face it, in this dress, the perfect combination of Madonna and whore.
Oh, God, did he make a move on you?
No, but it's only a matter of time. How could I have not seen this coming? Now I'm gonna have to break the little sad sack's heart.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be okay.
Oh, Penny, much as I would treasure knowing that the two of us had been defiled by the same man, Leonard just doesn't get my motor running.
What are you gonna do? Do you want me to talk to Leonard? Let him down easy?
No, I'll let him have tonight. Then in the morning, I'll send him an email letting him know this body is never gonna be his wonderland. I mean, frankly, you've got a better shot than he does.
Leonard, check it out. I bought an N-gauge locomotive, half the size of H.O. Look, fits in my mouth.
Sounds like you had a great night.
I am. How was yours?
Not bad. I had a lot more fun with Amy than I thought I would.
What exactly do you mean by that?
Well, turns out she really knows how to help a guy loosen up and have a good time. Although, truth be told, my groin's a little worse for wear. You do that?
To send a message. She is not for you.
What?
Not for you.
Good morning, handsome.
Morning, Mom.
It's me.
Yes, it is, and you're so pretty in the morning.
Your mom and I made you breakfast.
Oh, wow. So you guys are getting along?
Yeah, I guess. We're very different people, Howard, so communication's a little tricky.
Does he like the pancakes?
He didn't try them yet!
Is there any butter?
It's butter-flavored syrup.
So, what's curd.
He wants butter.
It's butter flavored serum.
I just told him that.
I don't need any butter.
If you want butter, I'll get you butter.
Well, I guess I'll cut these by myself.